Thank you for calling customer support. This is Willie. How can I help you today?
Hi, I wanted to see, I wanted you guys to reimburse me every month that you guys are charging me 67 and 30 something cents. I don't know for what.
We can take a look and see what's going on with your account. What is your zip code, please?
92503.
And your first and last name?
It's Rosa Hurtado.
I'm sorry?
Rosa Hurtado.
Can it be under any other name?
No. You guys keep charging my MasterCard.
Yes, sir. What's your email, please?
It's roxybmw6@icloud.com.
Yes, ma'am. I don't see an account. Do you have the last four of that card that was used?
Yeah, the ones that you, it's 0448.
Okay, I do have it. And could you verify your address for me, please?
4520 Montgomery Street, Riverside, California, 92503.
All right, give me one moment. All right, give me 1 second. Just wait for your account to load up, please. All right. Sorry, give me a moment. Just waiting for, like I said, your account to load up. All right, yes, ma'am. Now it looks like on August the 6th you signed up for our sweepstakes for a kitchen mixer, and you had a trial, you had time, you had a 7-day time period in order to cancel that. And by the terms and conditions that you agree to for this order to be placed, if you don't cancel, you are signing up for the monthly membership, which is that amount. Now, I can't go ahead and get it canceled where you won't be billed any further or receive any additional product.
And what is this for? Because I never signed up for anything.
Yes, ma'am. You would, it's no way for the general public. You have to actually click in that box and agree to those terms and conditions on the website, or we wouldn't even be able to place the order. It was right next to where you, right under where you put in your card information.
That's all. Like, why are they charging me this? I never even, and all it comes out is amazing value, and then the number.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Yes. You signed up for the sweepstakes, ma'am. You have to actually put in your information. There's no other way we'll be able to get your card information.
Mm-hmm. Glenn, I don't even know. Because I was like, what is this? What's this charge about? Not every month I was seeing it on my card. I kept calling, but there was no way to get in. No answer,
yes,
no nothing.
Yes, ma'am. What it is the monthly sweepstakes. Is every month you're charged, and in return you receive the $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club, our online web store. So that's what the charges arise from. But I have went ahead and canceled it, so you won't receive any additional charges on this account, okay?
Yeah, and to reimburse me, because this charge was just on Wednesday, November 16th.
Yes, ma'am, because you didn't call in the council, and by the terms and conditions that you agreed to.
Well, yeah, but it's been every month the same amount. And then
yes,
I
ma'am.
Keep calling and calling, and you guys never answer. And then they pick up and they hang up on me. Like this, like right now, I call like 4 times, and they pick up and they hang up on me.
Yes,
and they said 2 minutes, and they kept me on the line for 20 minutes. And I'm like, no, I'm tired of this. Every time I would see that on my card, I would call a call, and I wouldn't get in. So right now, I thought I was going to hang up again.
Yes, ma'am. But this was back, it was originally done in August, and this is now November. It's been a lot of charges. And for now to be the time, we can stop future charges, and I can cancel, and I've done that. But I wouldn't be able to.
And you can reimburse me the amount that you just charged 2 days ago.
No, ma'am. Those are valid charges that you agreed to, ma'am. Now, what I can do
Okay,
is,
I need you to cancel it, and there's going to be an issue with this. So I need you to cancel this because I have all the records that I've been calling you guys and you guys never answered.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that completely,
you,
ma'am.
I'm
yes,
to
ma'am.
Call you back, push this number. You guys never call back.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do, ma'am, and this is, you know, this is just our company policy. You agree to those certain conditions. We don't offer refunds, but as a courtesy, because you said you didn't know, I could offer you on that last charge of the 6732, I could offer you a 35% refund, and that would be $23.56, but that would be the most that we could do.
Yeah, now I'm stuck paying the rest. I need to just cancel it and do that refund that you're saying, because I'm tired of this, because every time I call, I don't get in the line. There's no answer.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead, and I've canceled everything out as of now. Then I'm going to, all right, and what I'm going to do is go ahead and get that refunded, the 35%, the $23.56, and that'll be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. All right, give me one moment to finish it up, and I'm going to give you a cancellation number. All right, give me one moment. And let me know when you're ready for that that cancellation.
Ready?
Okay.
All right, it is
C as in Charlie, 262-600-860.
Okay.
All right. And going forward, like I said, you won't ever receive anything else from us unless you decide to sign back up, okay?